Big Ten basketball at its finest, right there. That was two teams slugging it out and fighting it out, and they got the best of us today. Tip my hat to them. They're really good. That's a really good basketball team. Fran's done an unbelievable job of resurrecting this team. He's not getting enough credit nationally, with all the guys leaving. This is a better basketball team than they were a year ago. They're tougher. Obviously got National Player of the Year candidate Luka Garza, who proved tonight why he is every bit of that. Had a four-point lead, commit a foul coming out of a timeout. I called the timeout specifically because I knew what play they were running. We were too deep in our ball screen coverage. Needed to lift Kofi. We commit a foul, just grabbing, which we committed five of tonight. And then we have the one casual play we had all night, and against the press, and throw it to him, and a four-point game switches. And you can't be casual in a war, in a battle on the road in the Big Ten. And to their credit, they made the plays. The couple of the guys that without Frederick was terrific, and made big plays. And it's going to be going to be a pain in the ass to see him for the next 4 years.
Brett, obviously you called it war. It was a really physical matchup. And obviously it spilled over a little bit afterwards. What did you see there, and how did your team handle this, just the entire physicality and tension of this game?
It's great. Isn't that what it's about? We've been through a bunch of them. This one's no different than the one-point loss we had at Maryland to start this thing. And we've been fortunate. We've been able to get on a nice run and win in some hostile environments. This is what we're bred for. This is what we're trying to be about. We haven't been about this the last 2 years. And there's been a softness, and we've been the pushover. I'm not doing that anymore. And I don't know what happened at the end of the game. I mean, it's probably more words than anything else. I haven't looked at the video yet. But great. I mean, two teams that compete. It's what makes this league special. And I said it on radio after just a minute ago. Man, we play in front of packed houses every single night, sellout crowds, hostile environments in the most competitive league in the country, and every night is ultra competitive. You don't bring it. One casual moment can cost you a game. And we're asking 18 to 22 year olds to go out and fight every night. And that's what this makes this league so good. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll look at it when we get on the plane.
Right. You talked about your team, about Iowa making the turnaround and what Fran has done. What about the turnaround that your kids have done and responded compared to last year?
Oh, man. You talk about love your team. Nobody in America loves their team more than I do. I mean, are you kidding me? And it's from top to bottom. And I mean, our locker room is filled with as good of human beings and as good of kids and as hard of workers and guys that are trying so hard to do what we do. And we made a change. And what we had been doing wasn't working, and particularly on the road. And so we made a change, and these kids have bought in, and then they believe in our coaching staff, and they believe in each other, and that was a upset locker room after the game, but we left it knowing that there's a lot of basketball yet to be played, and that's what makes me appreciate how good this team is.
What can Kofi learn from this game, and obviously a tough matchup for him today?
Played a great player. Guess what? I think our next one sticks. Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. So, I mean, if you pick up anything from Luka, it's the mental piece. He's two passes ahead all the time. He does it better than anybody in the country in terms of early work, his early seals. The one thing that I was disappointed in was, we talked about just hitting him. Just hit him. He's 290 pounds. Just hit him on every shot. And he got going at the end of the first half. He got going because he got a couple offensive rebounds, because we didn't hit him. And, he went over to try to block a shot on Pemsel, who hasn't scored in a month. And And he went over to try to block a shot. We were going to let him shoot forever. And left guards are wide open. And those are mistakes that freshmen can't make and Luka doesn't make.
What's Andre's piece meant to you guys the last couple games?
Yeah, we're very blessed. We've got a guy who brings one of his best players off the bench. And you saw that tenacity when, I mean, I we'll play that highlight of him just ripping the ball out of two Iowa guys' hands forever. I mean, that's just saying my ball. And that's what we've become. And that's what we're continuing to become is that. That's the tenacity that you have to try to win on the road.
There's a three-plus minute stretch at the end where you just didn't get any offense. Was it execution or was it more Iowa? What did you kind of take from that?
Trent got a wide-open three. We turned it over in a transition play. Georgie missed a layup. Dre missed a wide open three. Those are shots that you know, we've been making. And, yeah, give Iowa credit because they came down at the other end and scored. But I had no problem with what we looked. We drew them up, and they were trying to – and they executed for the most part.
Brad, it looks like both of these teams have really – at a toughening of the attitudes. How do you do that as coaches?
You guys know Fran, right? I said in league meetings with him. Fran's a tough SO. I mean, he's a tough son of a gun. And, you know, I mean, I think we're kind of cut from the same cloth and a little bit. And, I'm not speaking, I hope, out of turn when I'm talking about Fran. But it's a mindset he's got his kids believing, and that's 99% of the battle today in college coaching is getting your team to believe in you and take on some of your characteristics. And I like to think that our guys are doing the same. So he should be really proud. He should be really proud, and I'm the same.
These teams are known for their offense traditionally. This is the toughest defensive team of his that you've seen.
I just think they're really good. You look at their numbers; they're 10th. What does that mean? All I know is you better keep up with them in scoring because they're number one in offense. There's a lot of ways to be tough. It doesn't mean that you have to play 45-50 to be tough. That's a tough basketball team, and they make tough plays. All you got to do is look at their home games here: Rutgers, Wisconsin, Michigan. Us, they've won them all. That's toughness down the stretch, and that doesn't have anything to do as much with just physicality. It has to do with mental toughness.
Right, this is just a prelude of what this big team race is going to be like.
You look at the games yesterday. Is there an upset? I don't know. I mean, they're ranked ahead of us. This isn't an upset, right? They're ranked ahead of us. This league is the best league in the country. And if it doesn't get 12 teams in, I'll be shocked. Because everybody's got great bigs, everybody's got great guards, and they've got two elite shooters. Everybody's a little bit different, and then you're going to go play in front of environments like this every night.
Two more questions.
Tonight, it seemed like when they were switching defenses, they were able to get you at least passive on what you wanted to do, and trying to figure out what they were doing more than dictating.
I didn't like our shots early. We talked about playing north and south instead of east and west. And, you can't fall into that lure against a zone. I mean, we took 22 threes tonight. That's probably about 6 to 8 too many for what I would like. But anyway, it is what it is. They're going to give you some. And we got guys that can make it. Now, that Trent got some really clean looks the first half, and they didn't go down. But, it's on to the next.
It was a tough matchup for Kofi today going against Luka. What did you think he did well, and what do you think he didn't do well?
He didn't hit him. That's the one thing. That's the one thing we'll get changed, I hope, the next time. I mean, I thought defensively he did some really good things. I thought he bothered him, especially early. He's a hard guard. Not one player is not going to guard him. And, they win, Maryland wins the other night in part because he's in foul trouble. He gets early fouls, and he's avoided that. Well, he steps out and makes threes. That puts a lot of pressure on you, and he's gifted that way. So, I don't know. We'll look at the film. We'll see if we can get better. We see him again in a couple weeks, and should be another fun one.
This has got to be the last question.
You guys get motivated for this kind of close loss?
We get motivated for every game.
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope that's who we are. I mean, we're going to go out and it's like we told our guys, you know, yesterday. I mean, we're halfway through. We got 10 games to go, you know, it in this league, you know, I don't know what wins it. Maybe it's three, maybe it's six. I don't know how many losses it's going to take to win this thing, and maybe there's a five-way tie. If I'm the league office, I'm going to start figuring out tiebreakers from eight teams to one or two. Who knows? So, yeah, you just better strap it, and you better get ready to play.
Thanks
guys.